الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا ومن كفر فإن الله غني عن العالمين. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: يأتي على الناس زمان تحج أغنياء أمتي للتنزه، وأسادهم للتجارة، وفقراهم للمسألة، وقراهم للرياء والسمعة، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, as we mentioned previously, these are the days of Hajj. علماء الكرام refer to them as أيام الحج. Whilst most of those who are going to be undertaking this great pillar of Islam this year have already proceeded towards the Baytullah, this Amal of Hajj, the fifth pillar of Islam, is a universal ibadat. And it is an integral part of the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we mentioned previously, there are certain asbaq, certain lessons, certain haqaiq, certain realities. One is the what we call the manasik of Hajj, how to carry out Hajj. That obviously we will not discuss. It's not appropriate now. That muzakara takes place for those who are actually carrying out the Hajj. The other is, through this amal of Hajj, what are the lessons that we are supposed to revisit? Unfortunately, when it comes to the amal of deen, we've mentioned this many times previously, and this is the prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When it comes to salah, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a time will come, يَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ يُصَلُّونَ وَلَا يُصَلُّونَ. He said your salah will remain in its physical form, but in reality it won't be salah. He said a time will come upon my ummah, they will be making salah, but it won't be salah. Hajj itself is also no exception. Qadi Shuraih, many centuries ago, he commented. He said, Al-Hujjaj Qaleel, Wal-Rukban Kathir. He said, the Hajis are very few, and the travelers, they are many. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, يَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ. He said, a time will come upon my ummah. تَحُجُّ أَغْنِيَا أُمَّتِي لِلتَّنَزُّ. He said, for the rich people, by Hajj we mean Hajj and Umrah. Hajj and Umrah for the rich people of my ummah will become a holiday. For the middle classes it will become a business exercise. For the poor people it will be a begging exercise. Even the elite, the qurra, the ulama, for them Hajj will become a show-off exercise. What is meant is the haqiqat, the reality of it will come out. Hajj is that amal where Allah Ta'ala says in the Qur'an, لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ. There are multitudes and multitudes and multitudes of benefits that are linked and associated with this amal if we will understand the haqiqat and the reality. If we have to condense it for the sake of brevity because of limited time, ulama-i-kiram say that if we look 9th, 10th and 11th of Zulhijjah, there are three very, very great a'mal, occurrences, incidents that are attached to each of these 3 days. And there are certain haqaiq, realities, lessons, which we as an ummah, not just the hajis, which we as an ummah throughout the entire world need to reconnect with. For example, the 9th of Zulhijjah, what is the lesson? What is the haqiqat? What is the reality? 9th of Zulhijjah is Yawmul Arafah. It is the day of Arafah. Arafah itself is Hajj. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we learn, wherever you are throughout the entire world, if you are not going for Hajj, then on the day of Arafah, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam exhorted his ummah to fast. Create a link with the day of Arafah. And what did he say? Tukaffiru sanat. Fasting on the day of Arafah will expiate, will wipe away 2 years sins. This year that passed and the year that is going to come. Why did he tell us to fast on that day, even if you are not making Hajj? This is that day Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala used to say, Bikulli yawm alf yawm. From the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, each day he said is equal to 1,000 days. Wa yawmu Arafah ashratu alafi ayyam. The day of Arafah is equivalent to 10,000 days. Every day and every night of the year, there are a certain number of people, such is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala frees people from Jahannam. Yet, when it comes to the day of Arafah, there is no day or no night in the entire year in which Allah frees more people from Jahannam than on that day. It is the mazhara, it is the display of the manifest maghfirat and mercy of Allah. It is the epitome of Hajj. It is the height of Hajj. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Al-Hajju Arafah. He said, Hajj itself is Arafah. What is the virtue? So many ahadith. One hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, يَنْزِلُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى إِلَى سَمَاءِ الدُّنْيَا فَيُبَاهِي بِهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَ. Allah descends, descending, in keeping with his greatness to the first heaven on the day of Arafah. Allah looks at the gathering of Arafah. فَيُبَاهِ بِهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَ. Then Allah Ta'ala starts boasting to his angels. عِبَادِي هَاُولَاءِ أَتَوْنِي شُعْثًا غُبْرًا مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ. Look at my slaves. They have come to me. Their hair is disheveled. Their body is full of dust. In other words, they have become oblivious of themselves. Walillah. They have come to find Allah. They have come to connect with Allah. Shu'athan, ghubran, min kulli fajjin amir. They have come from deep and distant ravines of the earth. Ushhidukum ya malaikati. Allah says to his angels, I make you a witness. Inni qad ghafartu lahum. I have forgiven them. The malaika are shocked. They don't complain, but they cannot contain themselves. Find in the riwayat, they say, Fulanun yurhaq, wa fulanatun, wa fulan. They say, Ya Allah, amongst those people, there is so and so. Yurhaq, dastan, legacy of guna, of sins, of transgressions. He's such a great sinner. Then there is so and so, and then there is so and so. They also shot such a sweeping declaration, maghfirat, emancipation, forgiveness. Allah Ta'ala says to the angels, Inni qad ghafartu lahum. I have forgiven every one of them. Ma min yawmin akthara min an yu'tiqa Allahu fihi abadan min an-nari min yawmi Arafah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there is no day in which Allah frees more souls from Jahannam than on the day of Arafah. Sufyan Thawri rahimahullah, Abdullah bin Mubarak rahimahullah narrates that he's on Ashiyat Arafah, he found Sufyan Thawri on his knees, sobbing and crying. And he addressed him and he said to him, Man aswau hadha al-jam'i halan. Who is the most wretched and who is the most unfortunate of all the people gathered on the plains of Arafah? Ajib, what answer does he give? Who is the most wretched? Who is the most unfortunate of all the people gathered on the plains of Arafah? What does Sufyan Thawri rahimahullah say? Who should it be? Zani, drunkard, rapist, looter, be-namazi. What should it be? Who is the most wretched and unfortunate of this entire gathering? Sufyan Thawri rahimullah says, الَّذِي يَظُنُّ أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ لَهُ. That person who thinks that even on this day his sins are such that Allah is not going to forgive him, he is the most wretched person. He hasn't understood the maghfirat and the mercy of Allah. Fudail bin Ayaz rahimahullah, he says, addressing the gathering of Arafah, looking at the people with their hands stretched out, eyes wet with tears, sobbing, entreating Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He looks at that gathering and he says that if a delegation like this had to come to a person, a rich man, and ask him for one daniq, what is one daniq? 1/6 of a dirham, a few pennies. If a delegation like this had to come and sob and beg and ask a rich man for a few pennies, what? He says to his students, what do you think? They say definitely he will give it. He says, Wallahi, lal maghfiratu ahwan wa ala Allah. I take an oath on Allah, for Allah to forgive this entire gathering, for Allah to forgive the entire ummah, is a lesser act and deed than someone giving a few pennies. Such is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Arafah, normally when you have a function, whether it's a wedding or a reception, what they do? They decorate the hall. Bouquets of flowers, unnecessary expenditure is spent. What? To make it attractive. Reception hall, reception banquet, or whatever it may be. Arafah is Allah's reception hall. Arafah is the place to meet Allah. Arafah is the place to meet Allah. Yet, ajib. What is Arafah? Not one blade of grass also. Not one flower. Stark desert. Black arid mountains. Ulama say, what is the significance of this? There must be no distraction whatsoever. You haven't come to look at the grass and the trees. You haven't come to look at the rivers and the mountains and the streams. You have come to forget about yourself and find Allah. Like Mumin Khan, a great poet, he said, Jab tum mere paas hote ho, goya koi dusra nahi hota. It is you and Allah. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. Just a glimpse, an example. Time is very limited. He mentions in his riwayat, 6 hours, the greatest of Allah's creation, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on his camel, Adba, hands raised, sometimes shoulder height, sometimes above his head. Sahaba say we could see the whiteness of his underarms. Many of them thought he was fasting. He didn't even eat that day. He didn't drink that day. Begging Allah, sobbing before Allah, crying before Allah. 6 hours of dua. What he must have asked for his ummah. He taught us the lesson of the day of Arafah. What is the lesson of Arafah? The lesson of Arafah is dua. The lesson of Arafah is find Allah. The lesson of Arafah is cut yourself off from everything else and turn to Allah. And look at the manner. One dua Abdullah bin Abbas mentions in his riwayat, Allahumma innaka tasma'u kalami wa tara makani wa ta'lamu sirri wa alaniyati wa la yakhfa 'alayka shay'un min amri. O Allah, innaka tasma'u kalami. You are hearing my words. Wa tara makani, you can see my state. I am an abject slave of yours. Wa ta'lamu sirri wa alaniyati wa la yakhfa 'alayka shay'un min amri. O my Allah, there's nothing I can hide from you. You know my secrets, you know what I reveal. Everything is like an open book in front of you. Anal ba'isul faqir, al mustaghir, al mustajir, al wajil, al mushfiq. Allahu Akbar. These are such words, my respected brothers, in English. To translate it, you can never ever do the haqq. But surface translation, anal ba'isul faqir, I am that beggar. What is ba'is? Ba'is is that beggar that you can see his poverty on his face. Al-faqir, that beggar, that his body is ravaged with his poverty. It is evident. It's not a secret, it's there. Anal ba'isul faqir. Al-wajil. Al-wajil means That person whose fear, whose very insides are shaking with fear. Al-wajil, al-mushfiq, my inside, my outside is shaking with fear. Al-mustaghith, I have come to seek your help. Al-mustajir, every other door is closed, ya Allah. It's only your salvation. It is only you I can turn to. Anal-ba'isul faqir, al-mustaghith, al-mustajir. Al-muqirrul mu'tarif bi-dhambi. I am a gunegar. I am a sinner who offers no excuse. I am attesting to my crime. I am drowning in my sins. As'aluka mas'alatal masakin. As'aluka mas'alatal miskin. Wa abtahilu ilayka abtihalal mudhnib al-dhalil. I am asking you, like how a beggar asks. Mas'alatal miskin. Wa abtahilu ilayka. I am imploring to you. Ibtilhalal mudhnib al-dhalil. Like one who is a sinner. Every other door has been closed. He is zalil. He is drowning in his zillat, in his disgrace. Fadhat laka abratu, raghima laka anfu. My nose is being rubbed in the dust out of my ignominy and out of my zillat and my disgrace. My eyes are full of tears. I am entreating you. O Allah, do not turn me away empty-handed. O Allah, accept my plea. This is just a glimpse of the manner in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught his ummah the lesson of Arafah. Ulama say, if you want to understand what is the haqiqat, what is the reality of Arafah, we have to turn the clock back, not 14 centuries, turn the clock back to the beginning, right to the beginning. The first two human beings that were sent to this earth, my and your mother and father, Sayyidina Adam wa Hawa alayhimus salam, they were reunited in Arafah. 40 years of crying, 40 years of begging. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Adam alayhi salam didn't make a guna, he forgot. It's not the shan of anbiya to commit sin, but he forgot, he made a mistake. 40 years, Rabbana zalamna anfusana. Oh my Allah, we have oppressed our souls. Wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. If you are not going to forgive us and have mercy upon us, we are going to be amongst the losers. 40 years of crying. He and Hawa alayhimus salam, the mother and father of humanity, were reunited at Arafah. What is the lesson of Arafah? Tawbah. Tawbah, from the bottom of the heart, to seek Allah's forgiveness. Gunegar, sinner, there is no one amongst us that can claim, I am not a sinner. Kullu bani Adam khataun. We are all drowning in our sins. Allah is giving us these opportunities. Allah is giving us these opportunities. Arafah is a wake-up call. Arafah is a reminder. Arafah is to tell us that the clock of life is ticking. Don't hesitate. Don't waste time. Come back to Allah. The mercy of Allah, you cannot possibly imagine it. Unfortunately, when it comes to this issue of tawbah, many of us don't understand what is tawbah. Tawbah is not, ya Allah, forgive me. Tawbah is to change. Tawbah is to bring about some semblance of change in our lives. Fajr Azan is called out, I'm not in the masjid. Ya Allah, forgive me means come to the masjid. My business is in riba. Ya Allah, forgive me means start going in the correct direction. You're involved in haram, change that haram. If you can't change it immediately, at least ask from Allah. Beg from Allah. Have this niyat. Have this intention. Hasan Basri rahimahullah, when it was said to him, Jaza'ul hajjil mabruri maghfira. He said, the return for an accepted hajj, the return for an accepted hajj is maghfirat, is forgiveness. Allah is very forgiving. What question did he raise? He said, ayatu dhalik, what's the sign? What's the sign that Allah has forgiven you? What's the sign that you made tawbah? What's the sign of acceptance? An yada' sayyi'a ma kana alayhi min al-amal, that there has to be a change. Give up that which is creating a blockage and a boundary between you and Allah. Make sincere tawbah means bring about some change in your life. That is one lesson. Ulama Ikram say that he's associated with the 9th of Zulhijjah. The 10th of Zulhijjah, time is limited, we are not going to discuss that now. That is related to Qurbani, which is the amal of the 10th of Zulhijjah, that inshallah, as Zulhijjah enters, many, many of our masajid, that muzakara will take place. The third sabak and lesson, which ulama ikram say, every haji must return with, not just haji, every ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, universally, connect yourself with the 11th of Zulhijjah. What was the 11th of Zulhijjah? Mina. The Mina of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was the Mina of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Open the books of history. Read the books of Seerah. Read the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah made him his Nabi for the first 3 years, approximately. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to give da'wat secretly. The command was to conceal his nubuwat. After the 3rd year, the command came, open it up now. Ukaz, Mijinna, Mina, as the wufud and delegations of the Arabs used to come to Mina, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this was his day and night. When we speak of Hajj, we talk of Hajjatul Wada, the farewell Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the reality, my respected brothers, is that the effort of Hajj, the effort of Mina, the effort of Dawat and Tabligh started right in the beginning. Every year, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go for Hajj. Every year, during the days of Hajj, he would be in Mina and Arafah. Cry tears of blood today. What is our connection? What is our connection with the Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Many times I mention this. Sometimes you go for gush. You go to the house of a Muslim. You walk into the house. What is the first thing? That plasma screen. That shaitan box. 30 inch, 40 inch. Now they got curved screen. So many million pixels. Instrument of zina. That's the first thing you see. Illa mashallah. And what is even worse? You'll find above that plasma screen, there'll be a plaque. Many, many homes. What is it written on it? Farewell sermon of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Farewell sermon of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Few words of his sermon. What is the connection with that? What is the understanding? What is the reality? Have we considered what his Mina was? What Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam underwent, the persecution, the hardship, the difficulty for the sake of this ummah. Person to person, tent to tent, if you look at the books of history, if you look at the books of seerah, incident upon incident. Just one example, he went to the Banu Amir bin Sa'sa, gave them da'wat. May yu'wini, may yansuruni, hatta uballigha risalata rabbi. This was the cry and the pukar of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Mina. May yu'wini, who will shelter me? May yansuruni, who will become my nasir, my helper? Hatta uballigha risalata rabbi, so that I can make tabligh of this deen. The lesson of the 11th of Zulhijjah, the lesson of Hajj, Dawat and Tabligh was the lifeblood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was his day and night, it was his cry, it was his mission. Dawat and Tabligh is not the work of one group or one organization. This ummat, every ummati, every reciter of kalima, read the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Understand the day and night of Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then we will understand that this is our responsibility, which we have received directly from Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He goes to the Banu Amir bin Sa'sa, delivers the message to them. They become a little bit interested, so they say, "Wait here a little while. Our leader Bujra is coming just now. We will take mashwara from him." The heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam becomes light. Becomes a little bit elated that perhaps they will listen to my message. When Bujra comes, he points towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, "Who is this person?" So they mention his name. Bujra's face turns red with rage and he addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First he says to his people that there is no one more hated in the entire Mina than this person to me. He addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Falhaq biqawmik. لولا أنك عند قومي لضربت عنقك." Go back to your people. Your people rejected you. You want my people to accept you? If my people had not given you shelter, instead of speaking to you with my tongue, I would have spoken to you with my sword. I would have beheaded you. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mountain of patience. He gets up. He mounts his camel. Comes in the riwayat that Khabith doesn't leave it at that. When the back of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is turned, he takes his spear and he pokes it into the flank of the camel. فَقَمَصَتْ فَأَلْقَتْ بِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ Camel is an animal. It reacts to the spear poking into its flank. It shakes. The greatest of Allah's creation. وَالْضُحَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى إِنَّا أَعْطَيْنَاكَ الْكَوْثَرُ فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرُ إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرُ وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى مَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَمَا غَوَى Time is limited. That personality, the Quran, does not get tired of praising him. The greatest of Allah's creation. Jannat is haram upon humanity until he does not enter into Jannah. The owner of Shafaat-e Kubra, the owner of Kothar. And here, in the plains of Mina, flung from a camel, lands on the ground, peals of laughter, of mockery in every direction. He didn't have to even utter the words, by the qasam of my Allah, if even from the heart the baddua came out. If even from the heart the baddua came out, Allah would have wiped Mina free of humanity. Yet, even in that condition was dua in the heart. One youngster says, I stood on the mountain of Abu Qubais and I looked down at the plains of Mina. And I saw this person, 10 to 10, person to person, may yu'wini, may yansuruni, hatta uballigha risalata rabbi. Who will shelter me? Who will become my nasir? Who will become my helper? For what? Hatta uballigha risalata rabbi. So that I can make tabligh of this deen, person to person, 10 to 10. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ تَفَلَ فِي وَجْهِهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ حَثَى عَلَيْهِ التُّرَابِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ سَبَّ عَلَىٰ وَجْهِ Some of them spat in his face. Some of them picked up sand, flung it at him. Some of them swore at him. They mocked him. They persecuted him. Yet relentlessly he continued, person to person. Comes in the riwayat, sometimes Abu Jahl, sometimes Abu Lahab, his own uncle, would be behind him. He would deliver the message. They would say, do not listen to him. He is a mad person. He is sahir. He is a magician. He's like this. He's like that. He has insulted our idols. He has insulted Lat and Uzza. Yet, despite that level of persecution, day in, day out, this was the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This was his mina. This was his daily effort. Hattan tasafan nahar. Comes in that riwayat which I am mentioning, until the sun reached its zenith, he sat down exhausted, body soiled with blood, plastered with sand, desolate, heartbroken that no one wants to listen. This youngster says, I saw a young girl, comes in the riwayat, jariyatun wadiya, beautiful like a young flower. She started running towards him. She was sobbing and crying. She had a little handkerchief in her hand. She sees her father in the state of abject misery. She doesn't possess that level of maturity to offer true comfort. So what does she do? According to her innocence, according to her level of maturity, she takes a little cloth out of her pocket and she starts wiping the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sobbing and crying. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam embraces her and he says, La takhshay ala abikil ghayla. Do not fear. Allah will never disgrace your father. This youngster says, when I saw this manzar and scene, I turned to my father and I asked him that, who is this? My father said, that is Muhammad bin Abdullah. That is Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the young girl, that young girl is Zainab, the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Through Hajj, through this effort of Mina, the door to Hijrah was open. Through this effort of Mina, Hijrat of Sahaba from Makkah to Medina took place. 10 years history of Medina we know. This culminated on Hajjatul Wada. Like I said, you walk into a Muslim home, farewell sermon of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. turn the clock of your heart and mind back. What was that farewell sermon? What was his cry? What was his pukar? What were the words of that sermon? Most of us don't even know. We don't even have that much justaju, that much talab of deen to find out what was his message. And at the end of that message, he had in front of him a majma, the likes of which humanity will never see again. One question he puts in front of them, hal ballaght, hal ballaght. O my Sahaba, have I fulfilled the haqq of tabligh? Allah's qasam, da'wat and tabligh is not the work of a select group. It's not some associated jamaat. Da'wat and tabligh is the responsibility of every ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anyone who has any connection with his tariq, with his seerah, with his life, with his legacy will understand that to be ashik a rasul, to be a follower of his, da'wat and tabligh has to be in our lifeblood. Mawlana Ilyas rahmatullah alayhi, Allah inspired him to remind the ummah of the sabak which they forgot. Hal ballaght, he didn't ask this about any other tenet of deen, not salah, not zakat, not hajj, did I fulfill the haqq of it. Only da'wat and tabligh. What did this question hal ballaght mean? What does it mean, have I fulfilled the haqq of it? O my Sahaba, in this 23 years, you saw the two stones that were tied to my stomach. You saw my daughters being given talaq in public. You saw my family members being slaughtered. You observed the hunger upon hunger that I underwent for the sake of my ummah. You observed the persecution, the hardship, the difficulty. Hal ballaght, what does it mean? That, O my Sahaba, tell me, O my ummah, tell me, was there some other persecution or hardship or difficulty that I could have underwent? More people would have got hidayat that I did not do. Was there something else that I could have done? This is what hal ballaght means. With one voice they responded, ballaght al-risala, wa addayta al-amana, wa nasahta al-umma, wa kashafta al-ghumma, wa jahadta fi sabilillahi haqqa jihad. Ya Rasulullah, you fulfilled. There was nothing more that you could have done. He raised his shahadat finger, Allahumma shahad, Allahumma shahad, Allahumma shahad, O Allah, you be a witness. Ya ayyuha ar-rasul, balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik, wa in lam taf'al, fama ballaghta risalata. This was such a heavy burden that was on his shoulders. Where Allah commanded him, fulfill the haqq of tabligh. Allahumma shahad, O Allah, you be a witness. They have said, I fulfilled the haqq. After saying that, فَلْيُبَلِّغِ الشَّاهِدُ مِنْكُمُ الْغَائِبُ. Don't take this the wrong way. But my respected brothers, if we want to go to Mina, if we want our hadri and presence there to be marked, take the sabak of Mina. Take the lesson of Mina. Take the responsibility of Mina. فَلْيُبَلِّغِ الشَّاهِدُ مِنْكُمُ الْغَائِبُ. Everyone that is present, I am handing this responsibility of da'wat and tabligh over to you. Why? Because his cry was not for that gathering in front of him. That gathering, Quran had already been revealed. Kullan wa'adallahu al-husna. Every one of them is a jannati. His worry was for you and I. His worry was for the Muslims of Africa, Asia, Australia, for humanity of China, Australia, Asia, Europe, of the six continents, for the humanity to come till Qiyamah. What was the intizam that was put into place? This responsibility, this intiqal, this transference of the responsibility of nubuwat, of da'wat and tabligh. And understand how that majma understood it. 124,000 plus minus sahaba. Some riwayats 200,000. Where are their graves? Uqba bin Nafi, Algeria. Abu Lubaba Ansari, Tunis. Abu Zumat al-Balawi, Tunis. Ruwaitha Ansari, Libya. Humama radiallahu ta'ala nu Isfahan. Bara bin Malik, Tustar. Abdurrahman bin Abbas, Ma'bad bin Abbas, Northern Africa. Amr bin Ma'di, Karib al-Zabidi. Nu'man bin Muqarrin al-Muzani, Nihawin. Abu Rafi Ghifari. Abdurrahman bin Samura, Khurasan, Northeastern Iran. Abu Ayyub Ansari, Istanbul. Abu Talha Ansari, Rome. Fadl bin Abbas, Syria. Khalid bin Walid, Homs in Syria. Asad bin Furat, Sicily. Hudayfa bin Yaman, Iraq. Salman Farsi, Iraq. Amr bin As, Egypt. Uqba bin Amir, Juhani, Egypt. Bilal Habshi, Damascus. Abdurrahman Shurahbil bin Hasana, Jordan. Abdullah bin Rawaha, Ja'far bin Abi Talib, Zayd bin Haritha, Muta, Mu'az bin Jabal, Abdurrahman bin Ma'az, banks of the river Jordan, Zarar bin Azhar, Jordan, Shurahbil bin Hasana, Jordan, their graves. Many open the books of history. Understand this, contextualize this. This was that majma. They heard directly from the lips of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that one salah that you will make in the Masjid of Haram in Makkah is equal to 100,000 salah in your local masjid. How long it takes you to make 100,000 salah? 55 years, 6 months and 20 days. 5 salah in one day, it will take 277 years, 10, 6 months and 10 days. To get the reward of 5 salah in the Masjid of Haram. Sahaba heard this from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. With absolute zimedari and responsibility, they conveyed it to you and I. But their practical amal belies this. Their graves are not in Makkah. Their graves are not in Medina. History bears witness. 90% of the majma of Mina that heard this message from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, their graves are scattered throughout the entire world. Till Qiyamah, this is shahid, this is a witness. What is the sabak of Mina? What is the lesson of Mina? Hajj is a universal amal. Hajj is a universal amal. Take the sabak, take the lesson. 9th of Zulhijjah, Arafah, Tawbah, change your lives.